You're finally awake. I'm sure you have some questions. After all, this has to be so strange for you. But you shouldn't try to move yet. You'll want to trust me about that. You'll be a little woozy, and you could hurt yourself. What did I just say? Now you've probably given yourself a headache. What? What do you mean you don't know who I am? How could you say something so cruel to me? You saw me every day. We had a relationship. And then you're just gonna treat me like this? Yes, from the coffee shop. How could I ever? How could you ever joke about not knowing who I am? Well, I'd see how your eyes would light up when you saw me, and the tone of your voice as you would say my name. It told me everything. We were destined to be together from the first time we met. Oh, you're trying to act like you don't know what I'm talking about, but you were an active participant in this. You know exactly what I mean. You knew you were mine. And then you come in with that other woman yesterday, and it broke my heart. I knew I had to do something drastic to get your attention back. I know I can make you happy. I just need to be able to show you that. I had a feeling you weren't gonna let me if I asked, though, so I had to take matters into my own hands. So, when you came in for your coffee, maybe I coated your cup with something special. You don't remember me helping you to your car after you felt a little lightheaded this morning, do you? Well, after that, it's self-explanatory. And I'm sure you've woken up enough to notice the chains and cuffs too. And the lack of clothing. So here's the thing. Nobody knows where you are right now. You're my little secret. But I want you to have a really good first impression of what it will be like to be with me forever. Don't you want that? Oh, sweetie, no one can hear you scream. Don't you think? Do you think I'm that stupid? This is a soundproof room, and even if it wasn't, you'd have to yell pretty loud for anyone to hear you anyway. So just relax and let me explain. But as I do, since this is all a little scary, I'm going to do something else to keep you entertained and focused on what I have to say to you. I know you wanted to fuck me from the first moment you saw me. I mean, why else would you be so hard right now? I haven't even touched you. I haven't even mentioned to doing anything dirty to you yet. But you can't really help yourself, can you? Oh, but I certainly want to do things to you. Wonderful things. And I know you want that too, deep down. The good news is, I'm going to give you so much pleasure. It'll be everything you've ever wanted and more. I could start by fucking you right now, but you're not ready for that. Not yet, but soon. Oh, but I do want to suck your cock. I think that would be a good start. Oh, your cock is exactly what I was hoping it was going to be like. Oh, but there's some bad news too. And it's some really, really bad news. Before I tell you, I think I should keep going a little bit more just to take the edge off. Or to edge you a little bit, depending on your interpretation. Off some of your fingers and toes. Just gonna have to let that sink in for just a moment. Oh, don't squirm like that. I might choke, and nobody wants that. Call me a crazy bitch one more time and you won't like what happens next. Yes, it will be so much worse for you than losing some fingers. I want you to apologize. Think about how vulnerable you are and think about what I was just doing and what I might be capable of. Oh, that's a good boy. Oh, I don't want to hurt you. If you're nice to me, if you follow the rules, if you use your common sense, you'll enjoy your time here so much. I don't really want to cut off those fingers and toes. But it's the only way. It's all gonna be worth it, you'll see. All I need to do it so I can keep you, so that no one can ever come between us ever again. Don't you understand that? Don't cry. I know it sounds scary, but it won't be so bad. Well, yeah, it's gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt a lot. Well, I mean, a lot. I could lie to you about that, but then you wouldn't believe me about anything else. The pain won't last forever, though. But after I cut off those fingers and toes, I'm gonna build a fire and a clearing in the woods. Some place I know where a lot of joggers go by every morning. It's going to be a scene that looks like someone set fire to a body. So by the time someone finds the remains, all that will be left is a burnt pile of bones and remnants of your clothes, along with a few unburned fingers and toes, of course, and some of your hair too. We can't forget that. The police will automatically assume, based on the physical evidence they find, that the remains will be all you. Which means they'll just assume you're dead after that. So no one will come looking for you. And I can keep you for as long as I want. As long as you satisfy me. You want to satisfy me, don't you? Oh, that's a good boy. What do you mean I'm not gonna get away with this? Oh, it's so sweet that you think that you're my first, or that I'm making this up as I go along. There have been others. I know exactly what I'm doing. Where do you think I'm gonna get the bones for that little stunt in the forest? Do the math. Oh, I can see it in your eyes that you fully comprehend the situation. Every one of those guys, they got it in their heads that they were gonna try to escape. So they attacked me after all the love and attention that I'd lavished on them. They thought I let my guard down, but they were so transparent, and now they're no longer in the picture, if you catch my drift. They weren't particularly nice deaths either. I could really take my time with them, too, because after all, everyone thought they were already dead. I even visited their graves. Oh, how they begged. But they made their choice. They could have lived a long, long life where a beautiful woman fucked them and made sure their every carnal desire was fulfilled. And all it cost them was a few digits and their freedom. And yet they still treated me like a fool. They had to be punished. You understand that, right? Nod to tell me you understand. Good boy. Hey, don't get soft on me now. Fight that urge. Like I said, if you want to satisfy me, oh, if you want to satisfy me, you're gonna do what I tell you. Oh, you want to satisfy me, don't you? I know that you were getting so close before. You were just about to pop. You don't want me to hurt you, do you? Well, any more than I need to, at least. Yes, getting hard again. That's good. That's so good, because I need you to come in my mouth. Don't you say no to me. Do you really want to disappoint me? Is that how you want to start this off? I don't think it is. That's better. Oh, yeah, this is just what I wanted. Just imagine if it feels this good now. Imagine how good it's gonna feel when you aren't nervous anymore and you can just give in to how good it feels. I want it all. I can feel the twitching starting. You're trying to hold back, and I don't know why. Just come in my mouth. Come in my mouth. Things will be so much easier if you do. You should know that by now. Yeah, all over my face. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Tastes so good. You're going to have so much fun. Oh, I just want to climb down next to you and cuddle, but oh, there's so much I have to do before I can. I have to cover my tracks after all. We'll get around to cutting off some of your fingers and toes in a bit. You won't miss them after a while, and lucky for you, I've gotten so much better at doing it now. The first few times I did it, though, it's a good thing. It's a good thing for you, I've got some practice in. You're still not gonna like it, of course, but I'll make it up to you. After we're done, you're going to live in a world of bliss. I'm going to do every dirty thing you've ever wanted. And you're going to be so happy, you'll see. You'll see. Oh. And if you're mine, truly mine, there isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. I wish I didn't need to do such terrible things to you to make that happen first, but you forced my hand, and well, it'll all be worth it. Maybe one day, when we're both ready, we can start having kids together. Wouldn't that be lovely? If you keep me happy, I'll keep you happy too. For the rest of your life.